You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
To the body of the people, this is a man called Chris Dorsey, and you are listening to Renegade Broadcasting, and this is Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, so that means you're listening to the Militia Intelligence Report, and I've got a busy night tonight. It was a busy day in the world of shadow government stagecraft, and we want to tie that together with the other longer standing psychological operations, which are only a part of a larger criminal enterprise. And I think a lot of folks on this network put it very appropriately that it is a good idea if one wishes to wrap their heads around, you know, what's going on in the world, what does this all mean? Look at the shadow government, the banking cartel, which is connected to the military-industrial complex, which is connected to the media-industrial complex, and et cetera, energy. Look at that as the godfather of this organized crime network, to put it in the obfuscated vernacular of what the American public wrongly thinks organized crime is. And this is the greatest teaching moment that we've had in this movement, because we are connecting the dots that this is, at the very top, just Russian Jewish organized crime networks, that the CIA is above and directing all of these mob and mafia hitmen, and even the so-called serial killers, which are usually part of a military operation, a satanic coven that is peppered with majority Jewish members, etc. So we're getting into this sort of thing. I want to say at the beginning of the show that we're going to cover the Ohio State University football rigging scandal from Saturday, which morphed into the Ohio State mad stabber slasher slash two shooters slash no shooters psyop. I mean, this stuff is, if anyone can show me proof that anything these guys are claiming, whenever they're claiming it, is true beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'll start, you know, just maybe even considering that what I'm seeing in the media is not just 100% orchestrated and scripted for the purposes of bewildering, perplexing, and terrorizing the American public. I made it out today, and I went to a local gun shop, and I don't want to get too much into, you know, anything about what was going on there, except for if folks think that they can freely buy a gun, I mean, much less the militia clause of the Constitution, which doesn't really have anything to do with the right of a person to buy a bunch of guns. It's only that is the only seeming vehicle at this point for the public to have any sort of sway over their government. And it means nothing, because I can tell you those who are hoarding guns, they're the last ones that the listeners of Renegade wish to have them. The last ones. I can guarantee you that. And that's all I have to say about that, except these guys and the insurance industry, they're extorting everyone through violations of Amendment 2. So like these gun shop owners and these licensed dealers, they basically extort folks, you know, through, you know, you can't protect yourself unless you pay some sort of extortive fee, unless you go through a unbelievably scrutinizing process, and that's just to buy, I don't know, maybe one firearm. And there are folks out there that have hundreds of them, hundreds of firearms. You wouldn't know it. They're hoarders. There are folks that hoard money. There are folks out there that they love to hoard sex slaves. They love to hoard gold, diamonds, precious jewels, anything of value, or anything that a neurotic mind believes to be of value. There are immoral individuals who will do their best to keep you from having something to protect yourself, because they want to have all of it for themselves. And luckily, a lot of these folks, they're not bright enough to think of any sort of strategy to use these weapons that they've hoarded, nor would one individual be able to use that many. So that just tells you the militia clause means that the government maintains the guns for the people, for the body of the people, for their use. For their use against anyone who might be their enemy. And that would include the government. That's written pretty explicitly into the law. And I will definitely quote the law, and I'm quoting Virginia Constitution: government is or ought to be instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the people, nation, or community, of all various modes of and forms of government that is best, which is capable of producing the greatest degree of happiness and safety, and is most effectively secured against the danger of maladministration, and that when any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, a majority of the community has the indubitable, inalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish in such manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public weal. So what we have right now is we have a government in which the people are debt slaves. We're all debt slaves. If you think you got a good job, you're making money, good for you. You're you're a mid-level debt slave in a Jew-run pyramid satanic scheme that has taken everything of value. And if you are a European and you're wealthy and you're listening to this and you really care about ending this system, which financially benefits you, which would be kind of unusual, but hey, if you've seen the light and you wish to stop it, and of course, if you're tar babied up all into this system and pretty wealthy, you don't have any idea how to stop it like we do, because you're a participant in it. It's in your psychology. Hey, but if you're listening, if you're a government agent and you wish to donate money to the operation to muster the militia at AIPAC, the number one enemy of the federal government, the number one institution that controls the United States government, a foreign power that has infiltrated the government, that our founding fathers would have required and actually do in law require us to literally fight against with the most deadly weapons of war. All we're talking about is saying, look, donate money to us. We're going to get the word out to the people that AIPAC is a criminal operation. It controls the government that, by law, under the law of the land, the Constitution for the United States, all the valuable property of the United States is controlled by the people who ordain the government. People ordain the government. People, a body of people, a free body of people, can never, ever be subjected to what we, the body of the people, are subjected to. Now, they overtly, even the NRA and gun lobbyists and gun store owners, they overtly participate in these statutes and laws, which never do anything to stop the increase in the amount of murders there are every year, but only confuse and bewilder the people to the point where they don't even know what's legal for them. And if you think that in the state of Maryland, the Constitution applies, you're out of your mind. Even in Virginia, where there's open carry laws or open carry statutes for firearms, which is why we shall muster an armed militia in Virginia on March 26th, and we shall march up to the border of Washington, D.C., where the AIPAC conference is going on. And there we shall have a press conference. We shall have many press conferences before, during, and after this AIPAC conference. And that's what we're going to say. We're saying it is our right. And not only is it good video, good visual, and good audio to have armed men and women pointing out what the true enemy of the United States is, what the true so-called Illuminati and shadow government is, we are going to be surrounding them. And we're going to say, look, we're putting you on notice. The international Jewry, which runs this usury-based, criminal, unconstitutional, unlawful system, un-European, they have to be routed out of the government. The militia, the body of the people, and this is what we're saying. We are saying that there must be a militia man who is an armed escort of every four-star general, every member of the executive branch of every city, state, and federal government. And of course, we must abolish this insurance industry, which is the only thing at the end of the day which keeps this money pit, this Jewish Ponzi pyramid scheme going, is the fact that these insurance companies like America International Group are insuring these central banks and their activity. When the banks were bailed out, it was kind of that the banks were bailed out, but really it was the reinsurance companies that were bailed out. And of course, it was America International Group, for any serious 9/11 researcher, which must be scrutinized. Maurice Greenberg, Kroll Associates, you know, definitely look into Hank Greenberg. Hank Greenberg. Okay, so when we get into false flags and shadow government stagecraft, it's obvious. It's obvious to us. I mean, I wasn't as tuned in as I normally are. As I normally am during one of these staged events, honestly, because it didn't really seem. I don't know why they're even making a big deal out of it. I've witnessed multiple knife fights in my life, and it doesn't go down like they're describing this. We know it's very difficult to kill somebody with a knife. It's done for sure. It is. I'm not saying that and if it's well placed, you know, shot to the heart or some sort of, you know, artery is cut, obviously, but throughout time, many have heard about, you know, stabbing victims, especially when the weapon is in question. First, we hear that this Somali is using a machete. Then we hear that he's wielding a butcher knife. And that just fits in with every other thing that this controlled media tries to push forward as far as staged and orchestrated events. The story's always got to change at least a couple times. So originally, the story goes, Ohio State University reports live shooter on campus. We even have students that acknowledge that there are shots fired and connect the dots with this tweet that's given out by the university that, according to the story we're told now, is completely false. They say originally there were two perpetrators and there were gunshots, and that one was neutralized and the other is on the run. That's what we're told first. Then we're told no gunshots, one individual, and all stabbings. And, of course, we have the hero police officer. And, of course, we have the piling of desks up. I mean, honestly, this is getting a little ridiculous. I mean, there was – I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, there was like a murder – 200 yards from my house. They cover that up. It's not like they went around and told everybody to barricade themselves inside of a house. And like I said, I've witnessed multiple knife fights in my life. If you've been around in a big city in the United States, especially if you're someone who, for some reason, sees a lot of stuff, you've seen it. I saw one at the Richmond Coliseum during a so-called rough and rowdy brawl when I was talking to a former drinking buddy, female drinking buddy, who is a graduate of the College of William and Mary, who had just got done participating in the rough and rowdy brawl. And was bragging to me about this. God bless her. You know, she was a, you know, very, very nice individual. I have some other connections with this individual as well. But anyways, right as I'm talking to her at the Richmond Coliseum, a scrum breaks out And then somebody pulls out a knife, starts slashing, makes contact with one or two individuals, then runs away. The other incident happened while I was a senior in high school, right out in front of my parents' house. They had gone out of town, and I was probably not the best behaved. So I threw a keg party, of course, and I wish I had not done that. But in any event, those things would get very much out of control. And I remember one individual was stabbed during a knife fight in which another individual, female, who these individuals were acquaintances slash friends of mine, one was slashed by a knife by an individual who was known to bring illegal guns to parties and kept getting away with it in the private school party circuit of Richmond, Virginia, back in 1992. And he pulled a knife and slashed another individual whose father was a prominent, well-known lawyer and also former Republican candidate for governor. And then during this same scrum, another individual, female, was punched in the jaw. She went to St. Gertrude's High School. So these were all privates. So when they're making these big deals out of stuff that worse things or similar things happen at a private school party, and that would happen, I mean, multiple times. I could probably, if I really thought about it, maybe I've seen more knife fights than that. But what I'm telling you is everybody is making too much of a big deal out of nothing, which is these made-up orchestrated things. And when you see the amount of murders in the city of Richmond compared to the last year and the year before, and also knowing that the police are behind many of them and they're only giving or allowing the public to know about a partial list. They're covering up murders whenever they can and calling it other things. That's the way these operators work. So anyone who pays attention to anything and is an expert in any sort of field, they ought to know that they shouldn't believe anything. They shouldn't believe a word that any individual from any official, in any official government or corporate capacity, is telling them. I insurance. Hey, I've insured businesses worth, you know, money, with having merchandise worth money. And what I know about when I had a break-in at that business, the police took 25 minutes to get there. My neighbor across the street was the only individual that was needed to convict them. This was back in, I think it was 2006. She watched the whole thing. Three individuals left their blood all over everything, including a camera phone with pictures of them committing other crimes, them being drug dealers, showing them weighing out drugs, and then, I don't know, like the look like, you know, a stack of 20s that measured out to about $200. And all of this was, when I knew about it, I was cooperating with the police. The police convicted two of the three. The third, who left his blood all over everything, Naismith was this guy's name, he wasn't even charged with anything because his father was associated with the police department. He was the one who had the camera. I turned the camera over to the police, and then the police pretended to deny that they ever even got the camera. Of course, two of the three were convicted. I basically said, look, I just want my money back. I don't want these idiots to die in the Richmond City Jail because of me. This is what I told the police, and I have a serious, frank discussion with all of these individuals because I don't know what any other way to have it. And so I talked to the Commonwealth's attorney that was prosecuting this case and the cop who was investigating the case, and they both asked me what camera was I talking about and who was Naismith. And I told them, you know who these individuals are, and why are you lying to me? That's Very, Very, and Rhodey. That was the name of the Commonwealth attorney. See, we name names, and when I'm talking about something that other people are doing conjecture about, it's because I've experienced it firsthand. So we're coming up to the first break, and I want to close out to, you know, and we're going to touch on all of these things, and we're going to get to, you know, callers in the next half hour. And anyone who wishes to call in, please do so. And it's something that we're going to get into about the top of this blackmail pyramid scheme, which seems to include Jared Kushner and his father, Charles Kushner, and, of course, their Holocaust in air quotes parents and grandparents, Joseph and Ray Kushner, alleged Holocaust in air quotes survivors. So we're going to get into how this guy Charles Kushner was a board member that was appointed by Governor McGreevy, we know the homosexual governor, at least homosexual governor of New Jersey, nominated Charles Kushner to the board of the New York, New Jersey Transit Authority. And now we know, for those 9/11 researchers out there, that we know that the New York, New Jersey Transit Authority was the leaseholder on the World Trade Center complex up until several months before the false flag, Israeli-directed false flag attacks of September 11th. And we know who got it at that point, and that's Silverstein and Lowy. I mean, there's so many connections with Trump.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak, I should sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see you this way. Cause though the truth may not be this, ship will carry on.
Really tired of hearing all about Jews and their beloved Israel. This is America.
Hey, don't say that. Jews do so much for us and deserve our thanks.
Okay, so what do they do?
Although they are only 2% of the population, they are running our banks and overall monetary system, ensuring our children receive proper education and medication, entertaining us with TV, movies, magazines, and gossip, running some of our biggest corporations, including the big tech giants, weeding out awful hate speech, and promoting the rainbow of alternative lifestyles and gender identities, and funding the campaigns of our honorable and honest politicians.
Wow, they sure do a lot.
That's right. Don't be an anti-Semite. Let the chosen rulers of this world know you appreciate them.
Thanks, Jews!
Listen, we're a witness of the world.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Militia Intelligence Report on Renegade Broadcasting. And we're covering tonight the shadow government stagecraft, the Jewish shadow government Masonic stagecraft. All the world is a stage. And this is what we're seeing displayed in our news. If one is attempting to call themselves informed, they have to be able to connect the dots that, wow, the guy that allegedly lost the election vote by 2 million votes and growing, allegedly, but won the Electoral College, and this same guy said years ago, oh, the Electoral College needs to be thrown out. And this guy just happens to be a TV character. That's what Donald Trump is. He's a TV character. Nothing more. And this is all stagecraft. And when one thinks about how this is done, how they compromise individuals, and how they can actually blow things up, like the World Trade Center complex, you know, steel-reinforced buildings and get away with it and admit they're doing it like Larry Silverstein did, that he said, well, so I decided we've got to pull it. And then you see a controlled demolition and there's never really any denial that it was a controlled demolition. He said on TV to pull it. Everyone knows what that means. Pull it. Pull the plug. Pull it. Pull it is the demolition term for demolish the building. Controlled demolition of the building. So when all these folks keep popping back up, like the Kushner family, which this guy Charles Kushner was involved in witness tampering. He was involved in bribing politicians. He wasn't just charged. He was convicted. In order to have any of this stuff done, one has to be so egregious. And then, hey, it didn't work out because now his son is in a position where he's got the so-called president of the United States in a very compromising position. Because, of course, we've seen Donald Trump and pictures of Donald Trump molesting his daughter, Ivanka. So where does that put the husband and the father? The father-in-law of Ivanka. And where does that put the husband, Jared? Well, we know that Charles Kushner, not only was he a board member of the New York, New Jersey Transit Authority, and he was a real estate guy who has to be real tied in with these bankers and insurance, big-time insurance agents, because everything has to be freaking insured. How do you get it done? I want to insure everything now. Give me a chance to insure everything. Oh, you have to have access to these billion-dollar enterprises in order to really get any benefit from insurance. Because, again, I had insurance. The insurance was – we caught these guys red-handed, you know, and the insurance, they waited as long as they could, and they gave as little as possible. And they gave as much scrutiny. We had all the proof in the world. These guys were convicted when I had to use my insurance. Insurance is not worth jack. Because basically, at the end of the day, these guys ended up paying for everything. But and the one who seemed to be leading the whole thing didn't get charged with anything. And he was the most easily proved guilty. He left his bloody foot fingerprints on a phone at the scene of the crime with pictures of him committing other crimes. And then, of course, the police, they cover for this guy acting like I'm stupid. What are you talking about? What camera? The camera that I gave to Richmond police officer, blah, blah, blah. Oh. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. All right, buddy. All right. So if you believe anything these guys are saying to you, or if you think that even as low down as, you know, as low on a totem pole as a principal of a school or even the head of a teaching department is not going to keep everything shut. I mean, I know this. My parents were public school teachers, and they would come home and tell me that, oh, yeah, they had a meeting about this, and they told everybody to keep their mouth shut about it. Oh, that ended up on the news? Well, that's interesting, because we were told not to talk to anybody about that. And they do. They don't talk to anybody about it. They will keep their mouth shut. They will. So, I mean, it's not even a matter of, you know, sometimes I think there's too much of, you know, taking folks through the weeds. There's only a certain amount of information you need to know until you start focusing on what to do about it. I mean, how much proof do we need? I was talking on the air with Kyle about how Kyle had given a laundry list, and then the worst of it all ended the laundry list, and that was, you know, Pizzagate, the Hempstead, England, child sex slavery / murder scandal, Jimmy Savile, the Franklin scandal involving male, boy, underage sex slaves operating with the complicity of individuals like George H.W. Bush out of the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. And of course, because he's a CIA man, they're the ones that are running all this. But that this is in addition to the 9/11 attacks. This is in addition to poisoning our food. This is in addition to carrying out psychological operations and putting forward CIA misinformation campaigns, and even, you know, any self-respecting arm of this government doesn't need a higher up intelligence arm to put out misinformation. If one is a self-sustaining intelligence operation operating, say, like within Occupy or within the Tea Party movement or within the Trump campaign or within the Black Lives Matter campaign, we know that you don't have to infiltrate it, because the only way to infiltrate one of those movements is to be someone who calls only for the lawful abolition of the government. Otherwise, you're just participating in some sort of government psychological operation. And that goes for these online alt-right operations too, like the Daily Stormer. Good Lord, give me a break. Don't get me started on that. But I do want to bring in a caller. David's been on the line. I apologize for the wait, David. Are you with me? David Dotrieve.
You sounding Chris?
All right.
Nice to hear.
Yeah, okay, you're sounding good. Connection is coming through clear. So what have you been thinking about while we basically, and when I say we, I'm saying the militia is basically, you know, putting forward this idea of it's all stagecraft from the shadow government, and you don't need to throw your arms up in the air about, you know, oh, they're just going to lie to us. We need to find out what the truth is, and we need to take action. We don't need to, you know, dot all the I's and cross all the T's, because they've already been dotted and crossed. So what have you thought so far about tonight's program?
I thought the same thing that I think about a lot of programs that are on this network, especially yours. The only reason I'm around anymore, I even give my listening participation and contribute to calling in and trying to speak out and such is because I highly believe in Renegade, because it has a history of street activism, whether it be Kyle with all of his hard work with the White Man March, and you. Hell, your work speaks for itself with your collection of videos online. And I'm really glad you brought up the fact that you went to the gun store today. I believe me and you were talking about it earlier on the phone. I'm just going to go ahead and come clean with everybody, only so that I may be an example for what I'm doing for Chris. Is I'm contributing one of my firearms to Chris. Right now we're trying to legally find a way to where they won't nail us for it, because by God, you got to jump through so many hoops. Whereas if, well, either the receiver or the sender must be a licensed dealer, and you must pay a extortion fee of $67. Now, tell me anywhere in Article 2 that it says an extortion fee is needed to lawfully transport a firearm of any kind, which lawfully belongs into the hands of the people. Now, like I've said before, this is just one example to where we have to help each other out. What do you think David Duke, with all of his money on and all of his wealth and all of his homes, do you think that if he was for real, don't you think that by now he would have said, by God, I believe in your and what you people are doing so much. You know, I'm gonna make sure you get some tour buses. You're well fed. You got banners. You get more airtime. You know, I might even give you I might even give Kyle, Chris, Nick, Sinead, anybody else on this network a spot in my cabinet when I become a senator in Louisiana. I don't think so. So it's up to us as usual, because we're not going to get any outside help. All we have is each other. Whether or not you people want to contribute currency, or whether or not you want to contribute firearms, which is hell, that's needed, because nobody likes currency, and especially people at Renegade. Nobody likes money. It is the most necessary evil we have right now. All we care about is the items that we may obtain.
Cameras is another major thing that's needed. I mean, I've seen these Correct. Operations, David. I saw what Occupy Richmond and the federal agents that were operating inside of Occupy Richmond. I saw the tools that they were operating with. I saw how they would get thousands and thousands of dollars worth of donations, and I'm doing air quotes again, of food, of tents, like thousands of dollars worth of tents. We had so many new tents out in that Kanawha Plaza. There were literally about 400 tents lining the whole place, right at the foot of the Richmond Federal Reserve Bank. Only the city could have done that. The city came in and they emptied the porta potties. They put the porta potties down there. I negotiated the deal. I said, look, you know, we're going to be down there. So, like, you guys, if you guys are telling everyone, I'm telling everyone that this is a police operation. So, you know, that when folks know this, then they know, okay, you need certain things. The electricity was paid for by the government for Occupy Richmond. All this took money. Porta potties, six porta potties were emptied four times a week, because, man, it would have been a health hazard any other way. It was allowed to happen. So when we start like pointing out that these opposition groups are controlled, hey, they've got the best tools. I mean, I know folks out there that like we were talking about, that are hoarding guns. And why are they allowed to do this? And like we said before, how is our stuff on the Renegade stuff being manipulated with, you know, just financial stuff with YouTube? You know, our views and subscribers and likes, etc., are manipulated. But some of our stuff is just flat out taken off. You know, I mean, they just take that stuff off, but yet they're leaving all this creepy stuff online, and not only are they leaving it online, they're running the sites. When I say they, I mean the FBI and also the Department of Defense. So,
Chris, we don't want to fight. They're asking us to. That's just the way I see it by now. I mean,
but we're going to fight. We there's different ways to fight, and what I'm saying is, we give them a visual, and we give them a requirement, and we tell them that we have the standing over you, and the only other standing that they possibly have over us is their unlawful monopoly over getting away with violently manipulating and controlling individuals. That's martial control instead of saying martial law, i.e. the police. They make a big deal out of fake shootings most of the time with the police, but allegedly, according to documents, 58 police, which we know is an inflated number. We know that all those shootings of the cops were fake last week. But 58 police officers killed in the line of duty, and between 1,100 and 1,500 Americans murdered by the police. So is that even a fair comparison? So who has the monopoly on violence? And who is supposed to never have the monopoly on violence? Is David, do you think the police are a standing army?
Well, they sure are, but especially with the militarization these days. Now, even before the days of militarized police, when we used to have the dignity to call them peace officers, they were even still a standing army then, because the Constitution says that the militia is the only legitimate law or law enforcement arm in this land we occupy, and that being the body of the people, as we say over and over again. Police officers, I'm sure, came about during the, I don't know, maybe the modern age or during the industrial age, and all they were at first was just a protection racket for the for rich people, because, you know, even in those days there was a class warfare and division like they're trying to drive us into now.
Absolutely, David. I would say that they still and always were nothing but a private security force for the institutions and ruling class of this capitalist / Soviet usury based Jew run system. And I'll follow up by reading out a little bit of Virginia law while we're on the subject. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. That standing armies in time of peace should be avoided as dangerous to liberty, and that in all cases the military should be under strict subordination to and governed by the civil power, which is the militia. So we know all of these crimes are taking place. We have documented that this is Israeli-driven, Jewish, Jew-driven, that our government is infiltrated, that these, all of the operations, be them terrorist attacks, they're carried out by Hollywood, you know, with the predictive programming, and then the Mossad and dual Israeli citizens, they allow these operations to be carried out on the property that they own. And we know that it's I don't even want to call it elaborate. It's just a somewhat below the surface level of conspiracy to get this done. And it's not really a conspiracy in the sense that we are hypothesizing on what happened. We know what happened, and we know who did it. Follow the money? What do they say? They always pervert that with attaching it to something else. But if you look at 9/11 and you follow the money, that's you'll see where it leads. Hey, we've got another caller call coming in, and it's 575. So I'm going to add 575 to the show. Caller, where are you calling from, and what is your name?
Yeah, I'm calling from New York. The name is Ziggy Kelleher.
Oh, greetings, greetings. Yeah, have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I just, you know, you talk about not getting support and stuff. I was just going to throw out there. I did some video on YouTube, the channel Ziggy Kelleher, on Lavoy Finicum and Burns. And back in March, you know, I found all these connections of who these people are, and I made videos, and nobody would spread them around, you know? It was, you know, I sent emails to people of the information with the information. It's all on the internet, like you were saying. They're not hiding anything. They basically throw it in your face, you know?
Absolutely. I agree with your take on the Burns, Oregon, a.k.a. Malheur, PSYOP, federal operation, the Mormon mafia was heavily involved in that. I mean, I couldn't agree more, but who got the money? Who got the views on YouTube? Not you or I, Ziggy, but Gavin Seam, who alleges, if you look at videos where I'm abducted by government agents and he's allegedly abducted by government agents, it's laughable because I look at these things and they go, how do you know this is fake? Because either I've been inside of one of these fake operations where everyone who's corralled into it is, or it's been something real. And when it's real, it never goes down like it does in one of these fake scenarios Gavin Seam or Adam Kokesh put forward. It doesn't operate like that. Go ahead. Sorry.
How about doing it in winter? It's like Napoleon, you know, when he went into Russia, and Hitler, they both got destroyed in the winter. And these people want you to come out in the middle of winter into the wind zone there, you know, and like they're going to get all kinds of people that are sitting home, you know.
I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing how much coverage that got and how little coverage we get and how obvious that all these guys that were pulling the strings on this Malheur operation were clearly federal agents. This was clearly a honeypot. You referenced, you know, Napoleon and then Operation Barbarossa, which is a great point. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'll let you know a few connections here, all right?
Yeah.
These are all from the newspaper, online. Lincoln has these things, even these people's site, their own sites. So there's an article. Lavoy Finicum's son, Robert, is an analyst with the Utah National Guard. Shauna Cox's son, Skip Jordan Johnston, from a prior marriage, is a master sergeant at the same place, Camp Williams, where Utah National Guard is. And that's up where the NSA has a used facility now for storage. So then there was Shauna Cox, right?
Yeah.
Her sister-in-law, Nancy Cox Ireland, is a manager for Global Mobility Office for Northrop Grumman, who just last summer got the largest contract for military planes ever. So then this guy has a site online. He's like the Compassionate Mormon. So he tells a story that he was friends with Lavoy, but he doesn't appreciate anything that he did, right? But that Lavoy was okay. Well, the guy works for the government. He works for the BLM. He's the senior attorney for the BLM, who Lavoy is supposed to be totally against. This is right online, man, on the guy's site. He's not kidding anybody, you know? And he says within this article, LaVoy was looking to get married the third time. He's in New Mexico, supposedly, and they have to meet with the state president in that area. So LaVoy met with them. The dude is a physicist from Los Alamos National Labs and went over to Russia with the disarmament and everything. I mean, the thing stinks completely. They're all have family members. What happens at Christmas or Easter? You know, come on.
Hey,
it's
Ziggy,
ridiculous.
Ziggy, I'm 100% with you. We're coming into the hour break. I do want to piggyback onto what you were saying in
sure.
regard to Northrop Grumman, because I'd like to segue that into the election fraud issue that we're going to start covering
yeah.
in the next hour with the recount,
sure.
because Donald Trump is tweeting out that the elections
right.
were rigged in Virginia. And I know for a fact that Northrop Grumman, through the Virginia Information Technology Association, controls all the voting computers
yeah.
in the state of Virginia. And and of course, I'm not discounting. We have verified well before this was
yeah.
a thought in the puny Bryant mind of Donald Trump that the elections were fixed in Virginia. We'd already verified that, and it's Northrop
yeah.
Grumman behind it. So they're not just making these, getting these military contracts. They're also controlling the elections, and they're also controlling state governments and federal governments' IT infrastructure.
And that they're putting up, they're using their workers' family members for these different false flags.
Yes.
I've seen them connected. I saw them connected in Sandy Hook. You know, it's like they talk to their family, find someone interested, okay, do this false flag. And that's the way they hook it up. They're all hooked up in one way or another.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll get into that and much more. It's a great show so far. We got Ziggy and we got David, and we're really getting somewhere with this intelligence briefing that we have every week. So we'll be back on the other side of the hour.
Yep.
This is the Militia Intelligence Report on Renegade Broadcasting.
Body of the People. This is a man called Chris Dorsey, host of the Militia Intelligence Report on Renegade Broadcasting. The Jewish, Masonic, and Vatican-run shadow government is engaged in war against the people. Join us every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, for discussion on restoration of European common law and the latest intelligence analysis. Peace and God bless.
Will you search through the lonely earth for me? Climb through the briar and bramble. I'll be your treasure. I felt the touch of the kings and the breath of the wind. I knew the call of all the songbirds. They sang all the wrong words. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Welcome back, everyone. This is a man called Chris Dorsey, and this is the Militia Intelligence Report on Renegade Broadcasting. Got David and Ziggy on the line, and basically what we've been covering in this first hour, we've covered a lot, is the stagecraft of the shadow government, this deep state stagecraft. It's all over the place. You can't help but see it. These guys are, you know, we were just talking about these Mormon federal agents. I've had family members telling me for many years, decades even, that it is strange the amount of Mormons and Jews in these intelligence operations in comparison to, say, I don't know, the average hometown America where there could be no Mormons and Jews. There could be zero. Back where I'm from, it's like there's hardly any black people, and there's certainly very few Jews and very few Mormons. There used to be very few Catholics there. So you just see how everything starts getting mixed up, and folks, they don't even know. Everyone's so confused about, hey, how can they carry this stuff out? Well, they're using their family members. Duh, how else can they carry it out? Oh, and they're also connected with high-paying jobs and also connected by a cult, a mind-control cult. That I'll definitely say the Mormon religion is a mind-control cult. And I'll say, you know, when I was little, we went every week to the United Methodist Church in Hagerstown, Maryland. So, I mean, honestly, that was kind of a mind control cult, but it didn't make me a government zombie. But I mean, I know that these guys who were directing this cult were either very nefarious or they didn't know anything about the Bible, the book that they were allegedly analyzing and regurgitating to the flock. I know that these guys, they didn't have the first idea about that. Once you start doing real research, once you don't just accept the answer to a question, the answer to a question only leads to another question, and that goes on at infinitum. That's the only way one will be able to come to any sort of enlightenment. Is if the question is infinite and the answer always follows the question and the question always follows the answer. So find out the way things work. If you don't have video proof, or if I can talk to you for 2 minutes and figure out that your stuff's nonsense, then your stuff's nonsense. And it's not very hard to figure out, because we're talking about the only thing that would work. And mustering the militia is mandated by law in Virginia. Even through these unlawful statutory gun laws, it's legal to have a armed militia gather and muster anywhere but private property in the state. And when it's private property, they have to explicitly say, you can't carry a gun in here. I mean, I haven't done it lately, but I carried my Kel-Tec to the grocery store every time I went. Nope. Everybody knew me before I did that and after I did that. And those folks who know me well, they know that I was carrying that around because of the multiple attempts to kill me by government agents that has been documented, including Gerald C. Wilmore, member of the California State Bar, and employee of Tim Kaine, and employee of Dwight Jones, the so-called mayor of Richmond, and Democratic Party lawyer and fixer and real creep. And also, he graduated from the same high school as Steve Bannon, only he's on the Democratic side. That's Benedictine High School. Anyways, so that's something I don't want to, you know, drag folks through the weeds, but, you know, you got to have some sort of background when you're talking about things. So when I'm naming off these guys and I'm saying they're feds, or I'm saying this guy tried to kill me, I can only do that because hundreds of folks know for a verified fact that that's true, that it can't be refuted in any sort of way, that when I talk about how I'm in discussions and challenging in an armed fashion with television cameras around and a microphone in my hand, the Federal Reserve Bank many times with many individuals around, and say, okay, now we just need to transfer that up to Northern Virginia, and our target, our lawful target to put on notice to inform the American people is AIPAC. So whether you want to show up armed or whether you don't, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's your choice. But the militia is mustering against AIPAC because that is the enemy. That is what the militia, in the eyes of the founding fathers, must do at this point in our history. We must, in March of 2017, muster the militia in a serious manner. That means, hey, we need folks to set up a podium for us. We need individuals to document this. We need individuals to make a website for this AIPAC mustering of the militia, this AIPAC demonstration against this occupied shadow government that exhibits itself on the ground level, the run on the ground by AIPAC, I should say. So this is something that we really need to be serious about, because, hey, of course, Ziggy was just laying out how he had documented in many different ways, telling me information that even I didn't know about what was going on with these Mormons at Malheur, Burns, Oregon, the Bundys, etc. So I did a lot of research on those guys. So that's hard work that Ziggy put in. And what's the result? Everybody starts moving their heads around, looking up in the sky and whistling, nothing to see here, nothing to see here, that doesn't fit in. Hey, send your money, because they killed Lavoy Finicum. Send your money to Gavin Seam. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And, hey, what was that lady who was, some sort of state representative in Nevada with the
Yeah, she was pretty large. She was posing with rifles and stuff, right?
Right. It looked like some sort of like pinup model, but she was some sort of like supposedly some sort of legislator.
Yeah, I think she was a congresswoman. Yeah. Not coming right to my mind. Yeah.
The Congress of Nevada. I think her name, but anyway. it doesn't work like that. When stuff happens in real life, you see it. When folks are watching my videos, they can hear the fear in my voice when things start going downhill. This is not some sort of thing that, and when that happens, I've already shown everybody who's in on it. I've already gotten everybody on camera, and that means that thousands of people have seen it, and they still can cover it up. They still can steal my camera and still can steal my gun, and they don't do that to anyone else. And why is that? I don't know. I mean, I hear about this stuff happening to other people once, maybe twice, and they don't even have the proof to show that it happened. But it happens to me on live television, and we're saying, look, this is the only solution. We're going to go here. I know the law. This is, and it's not just me. It's not me saying this. The only standing I have comes from the founding documents of the United States and the fact that I am a descendant, a bloodline descendant of the body of the people, who were considered the people at the time the Constitution was signed. That was my ancestors and most of the ancestors of the Renegade broadcasters and listeners. So
yeah,
why
you're on it though, man.
But that's what I'm saying. It's going to take a concerted effort, and I am saying, if you are serious, if you are listening and you're serious about standing up to this government, it's up to you, because if you can do it better than me, do it. But it is AIPAC. This is
without AIPAC, nothing happens. They control the legislature. How can the president make any difference then? I mean, what happened there when Netanyahu came in and got so many standing ovations? That's a treason. I mean, how can you do that?
Sure.
You know?
Look at the connections between the current and alleged future president, and I do want to cover this recount and basically the psyop behind the recount. But allegedly, the president-elect, who lost seemingly by 2 million votes, according to that, I mean, I don't give any credence to these numbers that we've documented over and over again. It's just like me typing numbers into a computer and having access to the password, which they definitely have access to, and punching in a bunch of numbers. But if any of these election results, which are all rigged, which we have verified in every way possible, is to be believed, like they're believing that Donald Trump won the Electoral College, whatever that means, then the individual who's going to be president lost by 2 million votes and is, in any event, so tied into the state of Israel, including Benjamin Netanyahu and much more. I'd really like to get into more of the Charles and Jared Kushner connection to the blackmail, because Russ on the round table Saturday night kind of connected all these dots that were all very close, but I certainly didn't connect, that the top of that blackmail scheme, of course it's got to be the husband of Ivanka. And who's he more loyal to? Who's Jared more loyal to, Kushner? Donald Trump or his daddy? I mean, I like – David, what do you think about that? Now, I'd like to hear from Ziggy. What do you think about this Charles and Jared Kushner connection, and about how Charles Kushner has on multiple instances with McGreevy and his gay sexual affair, his homosexual affair with a Israeli agent while he was governor, married, of course, you know, but that's really nothing to these folks anymore. Like adult consenting homosexual sex is like, you know, I mean, that's hardly even a blip on the radar for them. But he was involved with that, because it was McGreevy who placed Charles Kushner and nominated him to sit on the board of the New York, New Jersey Transit Authority, which transferred control of the World Trade Center complex just months before the false flag attacks of 9/11 to Larry Silverstein and Frank Lowy. So what do you think about this Kushner connection and the fact that he used prostitutes to blackmail his own family members, that this is documented and verified? What do you think about that, David?
I think by God,
I think David may have dropped off the call. Looks like we lost the connection with David. David, hey, thanks for being on the call. If you got a roll, but if you just lost the connection, give us a call back, and of course I'll give David a shout out again for the end of the show. Always appreciate David for joining us. Ziggy, what are your thoughts on this whole Jared and Charles Kushner?
Yeah, that the transit authority there, that's big. You know, if people were bringing stuff into the buildings for the destruction, it came right through the rail line underneath it. I mean, it's just the floor down below. They were all in control of that, plus that bathtub that's sealed off. I mean, they had to have all the plans from the transit authorities for that whole system there, for having subways below the water level, man. You know, below sea level. They had to all be involved in it. Yeah. I mean, it's probably, if you look to see who else is on that board, there's probably some interesting connections into 9/11, I would bet.
I would agree with you and say, like, nothing but connections to 9/11. Looks like David has joined us again. David, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Chris.
Oh,
as usual,
problem.
I don't know what the hell happened.
You know, it happens. But, yeah, what are your thoughts on Charles Kushner and the Ziggy just pointed out the 9/11 connection. I was pointing out the sexual blackmail connection. And, it's the same old folks over and over again. The decades go by. And it's always the same individuals that pop back up, because you got to have a small roster to carry out this level of treason. But it has to be big enough to, you know, carry out a big level operation like 9/11. But what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that degeneracy, blackmail, and just the fact that you're holding something, some dirt over somebody else, is a very powerful tool to be able to persuade somebody to do anything for you. And the fact that it's such a tight-knit group of the same people, the same family members, the same bloodline, that's how you're able to pull it off. Because when you keep this in the family, or you keep this in the same circles and indoctrinate the ones coming up with the same set of blueprints, that's how you pull it up. Because when I try to explain certain instances to people in my circles, they just can't wrap their head around. How do you get away with it? How do you cover it up? Well, there's a lot of different ways to cover it up, especially when you keep the same people in the same circles privy to what's going on.
Right. I mean, we've already established they don't have to be consistent with their story to get folks to buy it. They just have to repeat it. So they change the story.
Oh, yeah.
They change the story over and over again. Every one of these false flags, they change the story.
I think along in the false flags, people only knew what they had to know, right? I mean, they could even be being told that it's going to be some planet coming in, and we're keeping everybody quiet on it because we don't want the panic. So you're helping us with this, get these people's guns away so they won't hurt each other during chaos or something. You know, who knows what they told these people, you know, to sell their story, all the people that are just basically took part in the false flags, and then that was it, right?
Well,
they,
I think
they're on with their life.
I think that's an important point, Ziggy, because who knows what they tell these people, or who knows what kind of leverage or what kind of pressure they need to put on them, whatever it takes. That's what it is. Whatever it takes, it's possible for them to do it. It would be impossible for 18 hijackers or 20 hijackers or 13 hijackers or however many hijackers they finally said that there were, it would be impossible for them to, even if they did exactly what was said that they did, it would have been impossible for them to do what happened. It defies the law of science and physics. It's impossible. Two planes cannot knock down three buildings.
So you can get people to believe that that these hijackers did maneuvers that a skilled pilot couldn't even pull off, but yet people still ask questions. How do you cover this up? How do you get everybody to go along with it? I mean, it really is a perverted and twisted way of reality, defying the laws of physics. And who's to say the physics that we're taught? I mean, not to go off on a tangent, but who's to say that at this so-called pseudoscience and the laws of physics were even taught to us, right? So therefore, I guess, you know, I guess you can take it in any direction with these people.
I guess you can, but with the stuff with the towers imploding on September 11th, we've seen so much since then of buildings, you know, engulfed in much larger flames than happened in the World Trade Center, you know, being gutted virtually, and the frame still standing. Obviously, the Solomon Brothers building, especially when they're announcing beforehand that it's going to that it has fallen to the ground, it has been turned into rubble.
There was some mistake happened there. Some mistake happened because all that information that was in there on whatever, what was it, the 23rd or 30th floor, the FBI had their offices and Giuliani had his, you know, center there. I mean, they needed that taken out. They had all the information on the money that had disappeared from the Pentagon there with the rabbi. Yeah.
Yeah, Zakheim is big time. And now they announced last year that the trillions are even increasing in the amount of missing money. And yeah, it's funny. You mentioned Giuliani. Giuliani's another one. And I just can never think of Rudy Giuliani except for thinking of him dressed full on as a freaking woman, like, lots of times. Like, how can we be having that? How is the president of the United States, president elect, whatever, able to be so closely associated openly with this pedophile, sex slave operator Epstein, talking about having sex with his daughter, pictures of him getting a lap dance from his daughter, and that's not all, and also being associated with these guys who are dressed like women? What is going on here? That's a disqualifier, but it's like it's not even mentioned. Like, so what? Yeah, he dressed up like a woman, and Donald Trump, like, you know, like pretended like he was like making out with her or whatever. So what? Like, it's at least it's not Hillary.
Yeah, I mean, so what? Only real men wear pink, right? I mean,
I guess that's true, but these guys, it's not just the 9/11. It's like they're also dressing like women. They're also engaged in all these pedo networks, for lack of a better term, like Pizzagate and we talked about David Brock on the show on Saturday, and David Brock is someone who is the epitome of the gay agenda. And I must say, when I was a member of the Democratic Party, I, you know, was thinking, yeah, okay, this makes sense. This guy was run out of the Republican Party because, you know, man, this guy's just gay, and you know, he's exposing their lies. And so, like, I guess I don't care too much if he's gay as long as he's exposing their lies. But the lies he was exposing are like, man, who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know these tricks? And he still uses them himself. It's just some weird PR scheme that they've got going. Hey, we're taking callers. I'm really enjoying talking to Ziggy and David, but if you'd like to call in, the number is 1-747-222-8807. And so I guess we keep coming back around in the same circle. Okay, we know all this stuff. I mean, Ziggy and David, we could do an entire show. We could do 5 entire shows just on Northrop Grumman. But that would be overkill. And it would be dragging everybody through the weeds for no good reason. And I'm just going to keep coming back to this point. Kyle, on Saturday, went through the litany of the crimes of the shadow government. Any one of those things that we've verified is enough to have the entire government abolished immediately. And it's everything that they do, and they go, well, who would turn children into sex slaves? Oh, you know, here's the answer I always have. Oh, the same folks that would carry out the 9/11 attacks and murder a bunch of people and blame it on somebody who didn't have anything to do with it. That's who would do that. A psychopath. So they're psychopaths to murder you. And they're also psychopaths to rape anyone they feel like. Sex slavery. We'll be back after a brief break. Join us on the other side. Militia Intelligence Report, Renegade Broadcasting.
Hosts here at Renegade Broadcasting do a great job presenting to you cutting-edge and hard-hitting content every day of the week. They do this all for free because they care about getting the truth out there and ensuring that we and future generations have a future worth living for. Our enemies have an endless supply of money to finance their operations, but we're able to work wonders working on a shoestring budget. If you appreciate a host's content, visit their archive page and find out how to support them, or even send a nice thank you note. We all appreciate it. Thank you for your consideration. Now back to the show.
Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is a Militia Intelligence Report on Renegade Broadcasting. We've been covering stagecraft and how the Jewish shadow government utilizes stagecraft. I've got David Dotrieve is joining us on the show, and also Aziggy is on the show. And I just got a call from Chris H. So I'm gonna ask Chris H. what he thinks about what we've been talking about on this intelligence report tonight, and ask him what he has to add to the conversation. Chris, thanks for calling in, and the floor is yours.
Yeah, thanks. Great show. I really like your shows. I wanted to say that with the voting, we are voting within their system, and perhaps we need to have our own places to vote, so we're voting for our own people instead of voting within the system. And if we can point out that this system is illegitimate, maybe we all go and spoil our votes, because I think they have to read out the votes that are spoiled, and maybe if there's enough spoiled votes, then in a way that becomes a vote in itself.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point, Chris, and I really appreciate you bringing that up. I think that there's also things we have attempted to do that have, through infiltration in groups, or outright groups being controlled opposition. When we were doing the Occupy movement, we were gathering outside of the Virginia House of Delegates and the Virginia Senate while it was in session, and a couple of us, we attempted to have these General Assembly meetings that we would have ad nauseum. That was part of the mind control operation of the Occupy. But we attempted to have legitimate meetings outside of these government meetings, and I think that would be great if we do that, say, in D.C., where we gather a bunch of folks up around D.C. and say, hey, these folks meeting in this criminal body, they don't represent us. We're the body of the people. And, yeah, we could have votes. We could, what I'm talking about and what I'm advocating is we all know what has to be done. This criminal government must be abolished. Now, I'm only advocating that we do this as peaceably, with as little damage done as possible, and with maximum benefit for we the people and the planet and pretty much all living things, which are put in danger by our Jewish-based usury shitstum, aka system. So I agree. I think we need to vote in our own manner. I think we also need to come together in some sort of organized fashion. And when we plan this occupation and mustering of the militia at AIPAC, we open it up to the public. We open the planning up to the public. I have no fear of doing that. We give pimp slaps left and right to federal agents. Hey, some even who are broadcasters on this network, they stick out like sore thumbs when there are a critical mass of individuals who are on the same page and are just being intellectually honest and being sincere in our mission. I should say we're on a mission. This is a mission for me. Being on Renegade Broadcast, this is just part of an overall mission to destroy this criminal government and replace it with something lawful. Chris,
I saw the one thing I just wanted to say. I saw with Burns' militia story that was an indication. If people went with the story that they were legit, then they were questionable. And if people actually called the voice, a hoax
then they were looking into everything. And it looked, that was, I, you know, possibly it was they didn't want to lose a lot of subs because people felt very strongly one way or the other on that, you know, and a lot of subs, you didn't know what they were feeling. So that, to me, if you go back and look, Fetzer and all these people didn't come out and do much. People took off like a month in there and didn't cover it, you know, didn't go on record calling it a fake. That was very telling to me.
Absolutely. Great point, Ziggy. And that is why I don't worry about these things that much, because they're all either they're genuine, which is very rare, or they're going to expose themselves in one way or the other, like Fetzer did with and many others. Scott Bennett did with well, he was obvious with the Malheur propaganda nonsense.
I don't even think he has anything to do with intelligence, Bennett. He is an interesting actor. What a fake that guy is. Unbelievable.
Oh, and guys, don't forget, I believe Kevin Barrett and Tony Hall, because, see, I used to be a big fan of False Flag Weekly News. I still try to catch it every now and then, but it started becoming real questionable to me whenever they started acting like these police shootings were real, and they had every right to be out there, those black men and all. But I believe it was Tony Hall who actually went down to the Malheur area to do his own investigation. And the only thing that I had in my mind was, oh, wait a minute, how is he just able to take time off from Toronto or wherever the hell he's teaching right now, and he's supposedly under fire for it, to go all the way to Montana, question a few people, and then come back and report on False Flag Weekly News with Kevin Barrett? And it seems like every time I see Kevin Barrett, he's got a different background on his Skype feed. So it's what gives. I mean, you apparently see that these guys just have an endless amount of somebody's paying them somewhere to just move from place to place and act like that they're standing up for us when really they don't give a rat's ass about me, you, or anybody on the line or anybody on the network.
Absolutely, David. I just want to follow up real quick with what was the most obvious thing to me about how this was a fraud and a fake, because even if it was genuine, the plan was horrible. So if these guys were genuine, then they're too incompetent to be associated with us, because like Ziggy pointed out, you know, taking over a abandoned visitor center in the middle of nowhere in a snowy and cold climate when the whole thing is closed anyways, so far away from civilization as to not make a difference in the world, what is going to come from that in any event? You can't, it's not feasible to maintain that sort of outpost. It's not feasible financially. It's not feasible in something that's even out in front of like a government building where people are going in and out of. This is in the middle of nowhere. So why is everybody pushing so hard for folks to go to some sort of well-documented federal honeypot in the middle of nowhere? Oregon might as well be another country to me. It's so far away, and it's so inconsequential to my life.
And Eastern Oregon, no less.
Yeah,
it was not, on the eastern.
right. It's not Portland. It's not Eugene. But what I'm saying is, it's in the middle of nowhere, and we have these idiots out there saying, "Yeah, everybody come from all over the country. Drop what you're doing. Hey, if you got enough money and guns, come out here and waste your time. This is the real deal." But when we go like, hey, guys, we're going to be out in front of AIPAC, and if you want to look these degenerate scumbags right in the face and tell them that they're guilty of crimes and put them on notice, come join us. It's either put up or shut up time, guys. And guess what? Most everybody out there guess what they do? They shut up and they walk away and they say, oh, this is too real for me. I like this fake stuff where it's more like an intellectual exercise, where it's like watching professional wrestling, where I get to root for the guy in the cowboy hat with the American flag. Give me a break. The infantilization of the intellect of the American adult is disgusting. It's disgusting. And I don't think I think it's slightly better in other countries, but it's not much better. And hey, I did want to bring up something that we haven't covered, but we've been hitting this target, and this is just another aspect of the target, and that is the FA, the England Football Association, joining in on the investigation of the child sex rape scandal involving England football. And if anyone's heard about that, I don't know. I'm not English. I do appreciate the English culture, and I like to watch a lot of English news, English broadcasting. I find it better than our stuff that we get. But what I do know is that Wayne Rooney is one of the most famous Englishmen, citizens of the UK there is out there, and he has added his name to the list calling for a in-depth investigation into the Barclays Premier League and the England Football Association and their child pedophile scandals. And anyone who watches English Premier League football, like myself, I know it's all rigged. I like to pick that out. That's something I do as like a hobby. But when you see these players and they're forced to hold hands with these little children as they enter the pitch for every game, you start going like, there's something real creepy about that. And of course, when you hear about this large pedophile scandal and you know that they use sports just like they use this music industry or the pageant industry or the school system and especially organized religions like
that was the Penn State thing too. Penn State. He was bringing kids to the ball field when they played football, right? And they all knew about it, the players. It's like, look at that kid he's got with him this time, you know, and right. They just ignored it. Then nobody would bring it up, right? And he was
it's interesting the timing of this coming out also with the Pizzagate. I wonder if it's somehow happening for a reason.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I was watching last week the game between, I think it was Arsenal and Manchester United, if I'm not mistaken. And the announcer at the beginning of the match was talking about how there was a long standing bitter rivalry between Man United and Arsenal, and he named a few incidents, and he said, of course, above all, the most memorable event in this rivalry was Pizzagate. So there's already a Pizzagate associated with the Barclays.
Was that before this all came out? Because that would be very interesting.
No, Pizzagate was already out in the news when he was talking. This was last week's match. This was this evidently involved a fight maybe in the 90s between Man United players and Arsenal players, involving one throwing a pizza in the tunnel at another group or something like that. But there is already a Pizzagate associated.
I think a guy called Martin Keown, I might be wrong, who may have thrown a slice of pizza, but I think this guy also, he ran after a blonde player at one point, and he wanted to basically, you know, injure him, and then he got this player down, then he shouted at him and called him a Nazi, and then this guy turned around and said, I'm Danish.
Is my story correct about the Pizzagate being Arsenal and Man United?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's correct, yeah.
Okay, so I thought, like, when I heard that, I was just like, Pizzagate? And these guys are walking out holding hands with these strange children every time. I didn't even know about the investigation at that point.
Football, English soccer, was invented in a Masonic lodge. Also, rugby was, and they were invented on exactly the same day in a Masonic lodge in London.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. And
also,
not surprising.
I was actually thinking yesterday, you've got the FA, but then you've got FIFA, and if football was invented in England, it's interesting because you've got FIFA faux fum, like I smell the blood of an Englishman. Just thought that was interesting.
Hey, I watched something about one of the FIFA board members, this guy named Chuck Blazer, who was involved in these overt bribery schemes where he was funneling millions, tens of millions of dollars, and that all of the FIFA executives are doing that. But this guy, Chuck Blazer, he was an American Jew from Queens. So that's something interesting to look at also.
Also the Palestinian FA, they had a case against the Israeli FA, and they were going to basically bring this to High Court, I believe, and this got dropped, I think, a day or two before the whole FIFA scandal came forward. I noticed this. It's one thing I noticed.
I mean, nothing
I wonder if you, you guys...
Go ahead, Ziggy, but I was just saying, nothing...
I just wondered if what your guys' opinion was on everyone being in that position, and it's only when enough come after you that they turn you out in the press and, you know, have a scandal on you when they want you out. I mean, you got to think they're all doing this, and the ones that get caught, you know, they just played their luck one too many times. I mean, what was it there with the soccer Olympics where they took down the whole thing for bribes? Just recently, that was the Olympics.
Russia and the Olympics too, but it's interesting. Yeah. Russia also is the site for the next World Cup. Allegedly was involved in all these bribes.
Yeah, I think they're all, you know, the ones about are the ones that screwed up somebody too much.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, go ahead, Chris. I want to hear. Let's hear what you have to say, and then I kind of want to close out by talking about, hey, it's time to put up or shut up. It's time to get things done, and we need to start organizing and talking about organizing and having a cohesive structure. But go ahead, Chris, we got about 8 minutes to go in the show.
Yeah, I was going to say another point about football, but I'll move on from that right now. I just wanted to say that you, Chris Dorsey, you are the Constitution. The militia are the Constitution. It's the people who keep the logic in the Constitution by pointing out the history. Because if it wasn't for that, then it would be rewritten. Because the people who run our countries basically write the constitutions. And I also wanted to say that the Federal Republic of Germany only exists until the people bring in their own government. That's in the Constitution. So why not vote outside of those you are asked to choose from, or just have a separate ballot? And then what else did I want to say? I can't remember. The German Constitution was changed so that the people of Germany no longer own the land that they live on. That it can basically be sold off. So it could be sold off to China or whoever, you know, or just given to any Arabs that come in, and then they could just tell the Germans to F off.
Well, I'd like to just follow up with that quick point by saying I think that was one of the reasons why General George Patton was assassinated, was because basically after the bad guys, the Jews and their international army, decimated the German people, who were, if anyone was a good guy in the World War, so-called World War II, it was the German people. And he said that he wasn't going to kick the Germans out of their own houses to house and give the property of German citizens to Jews from Poland and Czechoslovakia. That he wasn't going to do that. So they had to kill him. So this has been long-standing that our people, and when I say our people, I could say I'm German because I define things by blood. I'm also English and Irish, but I just happen to be American too. So I would not do this to any human being or any animal, what these degenerates are doing to our people. And I wouldn't do that to any group of people. And they're doing it to us. I wouldn't do it to any animal, of course, or any living thing for no reason. A tree? Anything. But they are just making such a mockery out of everything that's natural for human beings to do, and they're making it their inversion, that there's nothing else to do except for just fully abolish this system. And however it has to be done, maybe I don't have the best ideas on how to get it done. I know how to muster the militia. I know what our forefathers taught us. And when I say our forefathers, I mean our European forefathers and especially our American forefathers, about what the militia is and what the idea is behind it. The militia is a political idea, and it is the only tactic that the people can utilize to keep from having a despotic and tyrannical government. That's what it is. So if you guys want to get behind it, hey, start. If you just want to donate money, donate money. Donate money to Renegade. You can go to my page and donate money to Patreon. If you wish to do what David did, I mean, David is definitely giving me the better end of a trade, but we're attempting to trade. We're attempting to trade one antique firearm that I have, a baby hammerless, a 1916 Sedgwick baby hammerless, for his 9mm. I don't want to get something for nothing. I know he's donating something to me that's of more value than what I'm giving to him, and we can't even get this done. This is legal. There should be no hindrance in any way to what we're doing. We're telling everyone what we're doing. When I'm walking around armed, everyone knows it, and they're not surprised. They know I'm never going to unbutton my holster, even when I'm attacked and beaten up by the police. Even when they put me in dangerous situations, when they assault me unlawfully, and my gun is pressed into my ribs or my gut because they're attempting to rip it off my side. They're putting everyone in danger. None of these individuals are competent. That's what we're talking about. David, I want to hand it over to you for about 30 seconds to a minute, and then I want to get Ziggy's final thoughts. I want to thank Chris, David, and Ziggy, and I want to close it out with something. So if it's 9:53 now, if we can let me take it over at 9:54. Let's say 9:56. Go ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Chris. What I want to let everybody know is that we can't do it all by ourselves. Kyle, Sinead, Nick, Chris, everybody who's had outstanding participation on the network, it's still not enough. We need the full support of as many people as we can muster for this, the only movement. And this is not something we're going to enjoy. We don't like violence. We don't like confrontation. That's what sets us apart from the rest of the world as Europeans. The fact that we recognize that we're better, not necessarily better, but we know how to approach situations in a more intelligent way. Then we know that you just can't go into a situation with guns ablaze. You got to have a cool head. You got to have wits, intellect, and at the same time, you have to have strength physically and mentally. You have to be ready to use the gun in case you ever have to use it, but for the most part, like Chris said, you better plan on being diplomatic. Now, I'll let Ziggy close out.
Yes. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I just think you're going the right place. Without AIPAC, I mean, you're not going to get anywhere. Our government was up for sale, and they put the money in. I was following it, you know, in the 70s, I was following it, you know. It's deeply entrenched in our system, and there's, you have to confront it. You know, the anti-Semitic, you know, use there as a weapon, it's got to die out. It just has to be, you know, talked about and brought out in the open. And the other thing, when you were dealing with the Second Amendment, it's like one of the things they're very afraid of is when they start closing people's houses out and really screwing people, that someone's just going to have enough and go shoot like a banker or something. I mean, if any of these guys on this level start getting afraid of the way they screw people, that there might be some responsibility and repercussion, that gets in their head, man. They start worrying.
I agree, Ziggy, and I just want to say that we do not necessarily the only way we advocate shooting bankers is after we convict them of treason, and that goes same for the military and these insurance agents and all government officials, because they're guilty of treason and they're engaged in war against us. And if you have to, you know, we've already been through that where we verified that. That's not conjecture that we're talking about. It's verified fact. So what we're saying is we're going to do what's in our best interest. We're not going to fall for these government trolls that call in that try to make, you know, what we've already done seem like it's some sort of dangerous thing to do, which is to exercise our right to bear arms and to identify the enemy of the people and say, look, we're here, we're armed. This time we're requiring these Jews and their system to be abolished. And we wish and we require to have all the power that's packed against the
sky cracks open. Falling through the floor, just as well to keep it. Get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between, and the cruel, cruel mornings turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy. What goes wrong? You're causing it. To drown. Didn't want to turn that way. You're causing it. To drown, doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. To drown, silence knows, can't drown hard. Happenstance is falling through the cracks each day.
You're not always at your computer, but that doesn't mean you need to stop listening to Renegade Broadcasting. A good way to catch our shows while you're on the go is by finding us on TuneIn Radio. There is an app for your iPhone or Android, TuneIn.com. There are also plenty of other ways to access the 24/7 stream right on the homepage at RenegadeBroadcasting.com. And that first button underneath the player is a direct link to our page on TuneIn Radio. Please remember to follow us and share with your friends.
Town, same town blues, same old walls closing in. Well, what a life a mess can be. Well, I'm sitting here thinking of you once again. You talk to me. Well, time won't wait, better open the gate. Get out, start, needs to be done. It's wind down, there's much you miss. Working on that graveyard shift.